Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and this is a very special On Point Basketball Ballin' segment with Drew Ebanks of On Point Basketball and Rory Mitchell of the Mitchell Report Unleashed. We got some breaking news. The Phoenix Suns have decided to fire Earl Watson and temporarily put former Toronto Raptor coach and Canadian Jay Triano in charge, and one of his players now, we'll get to that in a couple seconds, but Bledsoe wants to be traded. But Drew Ebanks, you're Captain Canada here for Canada Basketball. Captain Canada, of course, the Adrian Wojnarowski of Canadian Basketball. What do you think of these updates here with, you know, Jay Triano, Canadian, being sort of now assistant coach, elevated to the coach of the Phoenix Suns?
This has been a crazy day and a crazy start to the season for the Phoenix Suns. My goodness. From Bledsoe, we'll get to that in a minute. And now, of course, Coach Watson getting let go. This is the crazy thing. Remember, Triano of Portland coached Earl Watson in 2013, 2014, all right? Then this year, coached under him, and then he's going to coach after Watson is let go. Watson had a 33-85 record so far in his career at Phoenix, and fired after an 0-3 start to the season, including a 48-point loss in the opener to Portland. They've lost by 92 points in their first three games. One of the worst starts in NBA history. The worst loss that was, that 48-point drubbing in franchise history. And that was the worst opener in NBA history for any team ever. You got a feel for him. But I think when I look back at Earl Watson, I thought he was a little underexperienced. I know he was a 13-year veteran. He had time in the D-League, I believe 1 year coaching in the D-League, and then was elevated to head coach. And then Triano was the associate coach under him and is now rumored and to be the interim head coach possibly for the rest of the year. He's 59 years old. Obviously, you mentioned he coached the Raptors, 229 games experience for him as a head coach. So it's going to be interesting to see if, you know, these things, when you bring in a new voice, is it going to change the attitude of the players? It just seems they came into this season with no character. You don't lose like that as NBA, as professionals. Where's your pride? And it's a sad start to the season for a Phoenix team. As you guys know, guys, that the fans in Phoenix, I think, are one of the best fans out there. They really support their team, but I really feel sorry for the Phoenix fans right now.
Rory?
Well, you know, 0-3 is kind of like you got to give a coach a chance, you know what I mean? And, you know, what is the ceiling right now for the Phoenix Suns, you know? Their direction, their youth team, you know? So, yeah, maybe it is time to shake it up after three games. You know, Jay Triano, Canadian, it's going to be a nice addition to the team. He preaches basketball, right? So he is a basketball guy, fellow Canadian also too. So it should be interesting to see the direction with this team now. We know that, you know, Eric Bledsoe is now wanting to have a trade, requested to have a trade. But, you know, this opens the door for these young guys, you know, and it's about the youth movement now on a lot of these teams, you know. Phoenix, you know, they're like I just mentioned, a youth team. So they're not really projected to really do anything when it comes to the NBA. It's not like they're going to really contend for the Western Conference or a playoff spot, you know. So hopefully this carries over. They get another high projected draft pick in the lottery. And we'll see what happens in the next coming years.
Now, Drew, you mentioned Jay Triano. Just want to touch on Jay Triano for a second. If he does a very good job, let's say 0-3, you can't get any worse, okay? So I don't know what Phoenix wants to accomplish, maybe a 500 record at the end of the year or whatever. If Jay Triano, let's say, does get 500, do you think he stays for more this year, or more the interim basis, gets full-time head coach and gets an extension for maybe 1 or 2 years?
I mean, it's a possibility, obviously, Joe. I'm not sure what the projections are for this team. Not sure if a 41-41 record is going to be possible, but hopefully Jay can turn things around. You know, he's done a pretty good job so far. You know, not bad as a coach. I mean, obviously there were some criticisms of him when he was with Toronto, but he's done a pretty good job as an assistant coach the last few years. Hopefully he can turn it around. As Rory pointed out, I mean, they aren't picked to be one of the top players. Sorry, one of the top teams, obviously, especially in that top West. You know, but they got some talent there. They got Josh Jackson, who I've seen personally up close, solid player for them. And they've got Devin Booker, you know, who's a fantastic shooter and turning into an all-round player. Now, their depth, obviously, they're a little bit, you know, not as deep as they'd like to be at small forward. And I think at center, when you're looking at guys like Chandler and Len, not exactly big-name players. And as you mentioned earlier, I mean, what's going on with Bledsoe is incredible right now.
And one thing I wanted to add, too, real quick is, I was looking at their roster, actually, believe it or not. They got four Kentucky players. Something real ironic to look at, you know what I mean? Maybe, you know, as an interim coach for Jay Triano, he can probably pick up some coaching expertise on the old Kentucky players from Mike Calipari, right? So something to kind of add on to a side note there.
That's just too sweet, Rory. That's just too sweet.
Almost
now,
every team has a bunch of Kentucky players. John Calipari seems to be setting players to the league left, right, and center. This year, speaking of Kentucky, Shea Alexander, another Canadian right there, looking to do a great job. He's looking great in their practices so far. He's going to probably try to snag that point guard spot. Notice my nice segue from your Kentucky into Shea Alexander of Kentucky. And as well, shout out Michael Mulder, who was drafted in the G League draft as well. Bunch of Canadians. I think we'll wait and get into more of that. Bunch of Canadians landed, especially with the Raptors 905. Aaron Best, Ryerson fame, got traded to the Raptors 905. So we'll get into more of that when we do the full podcast later this week.
All right, now down the Raptors road, 2-0, another big, big victory over the Philadelphia 76ers. But a side note, maybe a big injury. Jonas Valanciunas, the first two games of the year has been tremendous, especially against, you know, the first game and the second game. But it looks like he injured his ankle, and he may be out not days, maybe weeks. Already heading two games into the year, and they look phenomenal. But now here's the test. Six-game road trip like we talked in the last Ballin' episode, and now without Jonas Valanciunas, how would that affect the Raptors, Drew?
Well, it's going to affect them. You know, obviously he's been playing well. JV's been playing, you know, solid basketball to start the season, even more so defensively, getting it done, really using his length to cause problems on the inside. But it just seems that, you know, JV, there's always something that sidelines him, and it's so, you know, it's tough to see because he puts in the effort. You know, he's had an active summer. He looks like he was in great shape. And just to land on a pretty innocent play, to land on a foot and turn his ankle. Now, at the time, he walked it off. But I've been through those ones where you kind of step on the side of the foot of the opposing player, and it rolls right along the outside. And at the beginning, you may not feel it as much. But I tell you, as, you know, 2, 3, 4 days come through, I mean, you can't even walk on that. But, you know, the Raptors, they have some depth. And Baby Noguera stepped up, as we saw. They've got Pirtle on their team, Siakam. These guys are all going to have to step up. I think they can do it. I think it's going to be a good test for the team. Now, I think going on that road trip, guys, it's not the best time for that to happen for the Toronto Raptors. So it's going to be a test to see what these young big men for the Raptors are made of.
All right. Now, before we close out this special edition of Ballin' here on barnburner.ca with Drew Ebanks of On Point Basketball and Rory Mitchell of the Mitchell Report Unleashed. Rory, your team, for those who don't know, are the Minnesota T-Wolves, okay? So I'm going to give you 15 or 24 seconds because we got a shot clock to talk about the Minnesota T-Wolves, a big victory over Oklahoma. Go ahead, starting now.
All right, they're 2-1 on the season. This is my team. It's been my team ever since Kevin Garnett first laced them up as the kid, as the big ticket. But let's talk about the big ticket that they have now, Andrew Wiggins, earning every single piece of that contract. This past Wednesday, 26 points. Friday, he had 21 against Utah. And then tonight, ended up hitting a game winner. Right?
What a shot.
Splash. I'll tell you guys right now, this ceiling for these kids here is going to be something truly amazing. Being a fan, being Canadian, cheering for the Canadian, Andrew Wiggins himself, I expect to see some – they're just going to continue building from this this whole entire season. I expect great things. And you know what? I'm going to say this right now. OKC is going to be their rival, and I would not be surprised if they don't have a showdown in the NBA playoffs this year.
And I just want to add with some great points from you, Rory, fantastic game. That shot was incredible. Wiggins snaked through. People are calling it an illegal screen by Cat on PG. It was a solid screen. PG fell down. But the way Andrew went up straight and just had the confidence to hit that shot was absolutely incredible. And Rory, before, remember what we were talking about, that dunk that Cat put down. Rest in peace, PP, Patrick Patterson, because boy, oh boy, if you haven't seen it, folks, please check the highlights. I tell you, Cat, he's just a nasty, nasty boy. He is, he holds and takes no prisoners out there on the court, and you love to see the menacing player he's developing as a Minnesota big man and one of the best big men in the game right now. But again, as you said, making his money, earning his money, Andrew Wiggins looking great. I'll tell you, his progress has been steady, but it's been solid. I mean, the kid's averaging 23, 24, 25 for the last couple of years. He's just been increasing what he's been doing. We want to see him rebound more, and we want to see him become a little bit of a playmaker and then continue to use that athleticism on defense. But definitely a great matchup to see those two going at it, mano-a-mano, and, you know, just to see Minnesota, they probably would have lost that game last year. So it's good to see them really step it up and take that win.
As we close this special edition of Ballin' here on barnburner.ca, brought to you by On Point Basketball, to Ebanks of On Point Basketball, Rory Mitchell of the Mitchell Report. Oh, I've just got a text here. As you know, hold on. As you know, yesterday, Drake was in a town that the other Canadian hero was attending the Raptors game there, and he said the Raptors are going to the Eastern Conference Final, just the Eastern Conference Final. But I got a text here. Drake was with several players, and he's inviting me and you, Drew, tomorrow for Drew Ebanks' 75th birthday party. Rory, you don't get a Rory. I'm sorry. You didn't get that text, right? So you're not invited.
No,
Rory.
No, I didn't get that text.
But Rory, you can be invited. You know what? Since it's Drew Ebanks' birthday tomorrow, we're taping this Sunday. Tomorrow, Monday, October 23rd. Rory, you're going to take us. You're going to be the chauffeur. You're going to start from the bottom, but get to the top.
Absolutely. Hey, it'd be an honor to pull the Morgan Freeman of the chauffeuring around, to be driving Drew Ebanks and Joseph Pasek around.
All right, Rory, since you want to close this segment up of Ballin' here on barnburner.ca, brought to you by On Point Basketball, close it out by singing once again, happy birthday. By the way, a shout-out also to Drake. For you, those who don't know, Drew Ebanks, 75 Monday, Drake, 74 on Tuesday. Happy birthday, you guys. And Rory, close it out.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Drew from On Point Basketball. Happy birthday to you.
All right, hold on. This doesn't sound like Rory Mitchell. It sounds, you know, like Barney, that's the elephant or whatever. Come on, bring up the energy here. Happy birthday. Never. Come on, bring up some energy. Anyways, that has been a special edition of Ballin' here on barnburner.ca, brought to you by On Point Basketball. It's Drew Ebanks of On Point Basketball. Drew, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and send you birthday presents.
On Point Basketball on Instagram, at Drew Ebanks on Twitter, and On Point Basketball on Facebook. You can get us there. And onpointbasketball.com for all your latest news. We got some Raptors reports on there. We got a season preview, and we're going to kind of up that content going forward. So, yeah, it's been a great ride so far. We love the podcast. We thank all the fans out there for listening because we're getting some fantastic numbers, and we appreciate your support.
Rory Mitchell, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you if they want some singing help.
just a Twitter account, RoryEgn, real simple. I'm available. Talk anything basketball. I try to keep my opinion relatively clean and all that other good stuff. And like Drew Ebanks likes to say, you're always on point.
You are.
What about the singing, Rory? Come on. Again, happy birthday to Drew Ebanks, the Adrian Wojnarowski of Canadian basketball, and happy birthday to that guy who started from the bottom. Now he's here. He has $20 billion. Never gave me a dollar. Drake, happy birthday, guys. Thanks a
happy
lot for listening to the special edition of On Point Basketball. Sorry, Drew.
I said happy birthday, Drake.
Well, Rory, come on. Don't you want to say anything to Drake?
Well, I do, but, you know, I don't want to go fanboy crazy. But, you know, happy birthday to the sixth god himself, Drake Avery Graham. Started from the bottom. Now you're here.
Yeah, shalom, Drake. Happy birthday. Me and you will be in synagogue. There you go. This has been another edition of Ballin', special edition of Ballin'. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Joe. Great job.